2. Subaltern of Empire and Journalist of Opportunity. The 4th Hussars disembarked at Bombay in early October 1896. Churchill thus arrived in India at the high point of empire, 8 months before Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. But he was never, either in the way he passed his time or in the assumptions of his thought, a remotely typical junior cavalry officer. He had a high romantic view of the monarchy and the empire, but for the rest he was almost the antithesis of his kind. He did not welcome an ordered and leisurely life. He was conscious of the inadequacies of his education and intellectual knowledge, and eager to repair them. He was instinctively challenging of the conventional wisdom of the army, and often of the repute and military skills of famous generals. So far from wishing to be accepted as a typical and well-fitting member of the mess, earning plaudits for his good-mannered conformity, his dominating desire was to attract the greatest possible attention to himself, both on the local and on the world scene. His flamboyant impatience was at least accompanied by enough good sense to see that his future did not lie in diligently awaiting promotion to captain, to major, to colonel, and then maybe to general officer rank. The military virtue which he abundantly possessed was personal bravery. His love of danger gave him a recklessness which was personally admirable, but would not, at this stage of his life, have made him a confidence-giving commander of more than a handful of men. His addiction to polo, the only ball game which throughout his life stirred his interest, was almost the only other link with his confrère. But it was an intense effort of competitive willpower, rather than a desire for recreational pleasure, which drew him to play an obsessively large number of chukkers. Given this last proclivity, India was a happy overseas posting for Churchill. From the moment of his regiment's arrival at Bombay, he approached everything with a mixture of zest and bombast. His eagerness to get ashore after a voyage of 23 days resulted in the dislocation of his right shoulder in a too impatient effort to lever himself from a plunging launch onto some slippery harbour steps. It could easily be reset, but remained for the rest of his life likely to come out again at unexpected and inconvenient moments. He maintained that it once nearly did so when he made a too expansive gesture in the House of Commons.